Why That Lateral Hire Announcement Didn't Make the News by Gina Rubel. Your firm landed a strong lateral, one with a portable book of business, real practice depth, and the kind of profile leadership will point to for years. Marketing wrote the press release, the pitch went to a trusted reporter, and then nothing happened. Maybe a paragraph in one outlet, silence everywhere else. Before anyone decides the communications team dropped the ball, it helps to understand how reporters at legal trade publications actually decide what news gets covered. The short version, a lateral hire on its own, may not be considered newsworthy these days. The market is flooded with the exact story you just pitched. Lateral movement is at a high point, and reporters see it in their inboxes every day. There were 3,009 lateral partner hires across AmLaw 200 firms in 2025, a five-year high and a 10% jump over the prior year, according to Firm Prospects Analysis reported by the Global Legal Post. Looking more broadly, the National Association for Law Placement found total lateral hiring rose 16.44% in 2025. That is the backdrop for every lateral pitch. A reporter is not weighing your announcement against a slow news day. They are weighing it against a stack of other firms announcing the same kind of move, often in the same week. When an editor has more lateral stories than they can possibly run, the bar to stand out goes up for everyone. Why a perfectly good announcement still gets passed over, Eflin. When a clean, well-written lateral pitch does not get picked up, the reason usually is not the writing. It can be any one or more of a handful of factors. Lateral hires happen every day. Hiring a partner is routine industry activity. Routine is the opposite of newsworthy. A reporter's job is to tell readers something they do not already expect, and another firm hired another partner is exactly what readers expect. It is not timely. News has a short shelf life. A hire that was fresh on Monday reads as stale by the following week, and if a competing outlet already ran it, the story is effectively spent. Reporters are reluctant to cover what their readers have likely already seen elsewhere. There is no larger story. An announcement that says only who joined and where they came from gives a reporter nothing to build on. There is no why it matters, no trend, no tension, and no reader takeaway beyond the fact itself. There is no data. A name and a former firm give a reporter a fact, but data is what turns the move into a story. How large is the book of business the partner is bringing? How much has the practice group grown over the past few years? What does the hire open in a new geographic or industry market? What revenue opportunity does it represent? What specific client demand is it answering? Concrete figures give a reporter context on which to build a narrative. This type of data helps to demonstrate that the lateral move reflects real momentum rather than ordinary churn, and it signals that the firm is willing to be a substantive news source rather than just sending a press release. Without data and context, even a meaningful hire reads as routine, and routine does not get picked up. Note that some numbers, book size, specific revenue figures, can be sensitive, so it's worth deciding in advance which data the partner and firm are comfortable sharing on the record. It may be a beat or size question. Where your firm sits in the market affects which reporter, if any, would even consider covering the news. A mid-market firm's move may belong to a different desk than the one you pitched, and that desk likely has its own crowded queue. Where the story lands matters as much as the story itself. Not every editor is buried under the same pile. Lateral activity clusters heavily in the biggest markets, and the editors covering those markets feel it most. New York alone saw 606 lateral partner hires in 2025, and Washington, D.C. saw 469, according to Firm Prospects. An editor on a desk in one of the leading markets is swamped, and a single partner move must be exceptional to break through. A regional or secondary market editor often has more room. Fewer firms, fewer announcements, and a shorter queue mean a lateral hire can carry more relative weight, especially when the move changes the competitive landscape in that specific city or region. The same hire that vanishes into the noise of a national desk can be a genuine story for the editor who covers your firm's home market. This is also why a regional or mid-market beat can sometimes be a better target than a marquee national one. A reporter on a less saturated desk has the bandwidth to take the call, ask follow-up questions, and build out the growth or Q&A story a busier editor would not have time to pursue. Knowing which editor has availability and which beat your firm fits within can matter as much as the strength of the hire. How to give the story a fighting chance. None of this means a lateral hire is not newsworthy. It means the announcement needs to carry more weight than just a name. Lead with why it matters. Answer the reporter's so what before they ask. What does this hire equip the firm to do that it could not do last week? A new market, a new capability, or a direct response to client demand turns a personnel announcement into a business story. If you cannot articulate the why, the reporter will not invent it for you. Offer an angle the firm can own. Tie the hire to a trend the reporter already cares about, bring data that supports it, or propose a Q&A with the managing partner that goes beyond the single name. An extra angle is often the difference between a pass and a yes. Find the story that can stand on its own. Sometimes the better story is not the hire itself. A milestone, a 75-year anniversary, or a sustained growth narrative can carry coverage, and the lateral becomes one supporting detail rather than the entire pitch. Time it before it ages. Pitch the story while the news is fresh and consider what outlets might run it first. A story offered early as an exclusive beats the same story offered to everyone a week later. Build the relationship before you need it. Reporters say yes more often to people they already know and trust. The growth stories and Q&As that do get placed usually come from communicators who have invested in those relationships over time, not from a cold release sent the morning of. The takeaway for firm leadership: a lateral hire is a business win even when it does not generate huge headlines. The job of public relations professionals is not to force routine news into print. It is to find the larger narrative in which to place the hire and then bring it to the right reporter at the right moment with a real reason to care. That work starts before the release goes out, and it includes setting expectations with leadership. When the firm understands at the outset that an announcement may live on the website and LinkedIn rather than in a trade publication, the lateral becomes one point in a broader campaign instead of a press release that seemed to disappear.